This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. Behind Cougar Dam on the reservoir is a new project of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's a portable floating fish collector, or PFFC. It's about the size of a tennis court. It's moored in place, but can be moved around the body of water to find the sweet spot. After a two-year trial run, it will be disassembled, loaded onto trucks, and taken to either Lookout Point or Detroit Reservoir.
My name is Greg Taylor. I'm a fish biologist for the Corps of Engineers at the Willamette Valley Project. We operate a number of fish facilities at the dams, and then we've got this brand new facility that we're bringing online here at Cougar Reservoir. The long-term goal of this project is to get a sustainable run of wild spring Chinook salmon established above Cougar Dam. The portable floating fish collector that we're working with today captures juvenile fish in the reservoir so that we can transport them safely downstream. Shortly after the dam went in place, they were evaluating whether they could establish a run of fish above the dam, and it didn't work for a number of reasons. We had temperature issues associated with the dam, so the trap and haul and the downstream passage systems that we had just didn't work. So at that time, they made a decision to produce hatchery fish in mitigation for the old system that was in place. We've got fish listed on the Endangered Species Act. There's an emphasis on wild fish and wild fish production, and so this project is really trying to move towards getting those wild fish reestablished above the dam. It's sort of a stationary fish vacuum. We've got water being pulled into the throat, and then fish go over this velocity barrier and then get caught down in a little trap down there. And then we'll be able to bring the fish up, and then we process them and then transport them downstream.
And then how would they get back up when they're migrating?
Yeah, when they're adults, they'll come to the base of the dam again, and then we have an adult fish collection facility down there where they're processed, and then we load them onto trucks and transport them and release them at the head of the reservoir.
So this has been fishing for about a week or so. How many fish have you collected?
Yeah, we're catching small numbers of fish so far. We've been averaging between 5 and 10 juvenile fish a day. This is a prototype. It's a much smaller version of what might be a permanent feature down the road. So it's kind of experimental in nature, but it's good that it's catching fish, and we're starting to learn a lot about how the fish are interacting with the reservoir and our ability to actually catch them.
All right, coming up.
Yeah, he's still swimming.
Finally. Oh, it's not even a salmon.
Was it a dace?
Yeah, it's a little dace. Different species. D-A-C-E.
And how big are they? Do you have some here on site?
Yeah, we have some fish on site. Right now, we have two sizes, classes. Fish that just entered the reservoir in the last month or so that are very small, about 2 inches in length. And then fish that have been here for about a year that are larger, about 6 or 7 inches in length. So we have a number of hydrophones that are around the PFFC that are collecting data on tagged fish and what their 3D position in the reservoir is and how it relates to the collector and our intake tower and other locations around the reservoir. So trying to learn about the behavior of the fish, how they're interacting with this feature. Are they near it and maybe not liking it for some reason? Are they over by the intake tower where there's more flow? So there's lots of different questions we're trying to answer with these tagged fish, and the hydrophones help us.
You said this is a prototype, so this type of system isn't quite used anywhere else, or some version
there,
of
there
it?
There are versions of this floating surface collector around the Pacific Northwest. This is a smaller version of some of the others that are out there. This reservoir has some unique challenges. Our flood damage reduction mission, we fluctuate this reservoir 170 feet annually to capture floodwaters. That's more than anywhere else in the Pacific Northwest where people are trying to collect juvenile fish. So we're trying to learn as much as we can about this unique site and how the fish are going to interact with this site before we put a larger scale version of this same collector out here.
How long will that take to know? A year, 2 years?
Yeah, we're planning to operate this at this site for at least 2 years. After we get the numbers back and do some evaluation, then there'll be a decision made in the future about what gets put here permanently.
My name is Andrew Janus, and I'm a fisheries biologist for the Army Corps of Engineers Willamette Valley Project. These fish were born at the head of the reservoir in the upper South Fork McKenzie, and so they migrated roughly 7 miles through the reservoir and were caught in the PFFC in the last day. And today, after we give you the tour, we'll transport them downstream safely on their way so they can head down into the main Sim Mackenzie, down the Willamette to the Columbia, and then the Pacific Ocean. So, in this bucket here is a Chinook that is actually born last year, and this is a one-year-old fish. Because we'll expect migrating fish and other species of salmonids in the reservoir to be caught in the collector year-round.
What would you get in the winter?
Well, in the fall and winter, you'd also get some migrating Chinook as well. And there's also rainbow trout, cutthroat trout, bull trout. We've caught some speckled dace in here as well.
So with the trout, will you do anything differently with them?
So we've got a different protocol as far as trout. For migratory fish, salmon, bull trout, there's a whole matrix we have that we've worked out with the local biologists to kind of determine the fate of where the fish are going. But as far as resident fish, trout, they would go back to the head of the reservoir.
For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner at Cougar Dam Reservoir.